Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friends.
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Big time friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Hello and welcome to The Friend Request. It is Chloe Madryn, your host, coming at you from Melbourne. Huge, crazy Melbourne, Australia, if you're unfamiliar. Just dropping in at the top of the episode to say hello, introduce the guest and let you know that, yeah, we're on the road, okay? The fort looks a little janky again, better than I think last time when we were in Melbourne. But this is just what we're doing. Also, okay, if you're watching on YouTube, yes, the rumors are true. I'm in a suit. A little bit different from the usual, a little bit different from the PJs. But once you see my guest today, you'll understand why. I had to dress up, okay? This is very exciting. I think you're going to love this episode. You would have seen this guest everywhere, all over TV, on Taskmaster New Zealand, on Thank God You're Here. He's been all over a bunch of Australian things. Have you been paying attention? Like, oh my goodness, he's a star. Please enjoy this episode with today's guest. It's Ray O'Leary.
How close does...
How close to the mic?
Yeah, like this.
You're good.
Okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
cool.
It'll pick it up.
Am I in shot? If I'm leaning against the wall, because I will need to lean.
No, yeah, you're good. This is on my head, but yeah. This, you know, we're doing what we can. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you so much for having me, Chloe.
Oh my God, of course. I dressed up for you, as you said. Yeah.
Yes, very. Yeah. Do you sleep in a suit like I do?
Yeah. No, of course. I mean. Because I'm all about business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're girl bossing even in your
girl
dreams.
Bossing, yes, except mine's a girl suit.
Yeah, of course, yes.
A goot, if you will.
Ooh.
I hated that.
Awful name. It feels like, I don't know if this is a thing, but it feels like any time a woman wears a suit, it's always a power suit.
It is.
Is it possible for a woman to wear a suit and it not be a power suit?
I think maybe because it's got a dress under it, it's maybe not a power suit.
Oh, your
it's
one's... Your one's Well, I wasn't going to use those.
I will. It's okay. I'm owning it.
Yeah, you could slut shame yourself, not me. I'll just listen to it and agree wholeheartedly.
No shame about it.
Yeah, no shame about it.
In fact, I probably should have some, but... No, yeah, that's a good point with the girl suits, though.
Thank you. It's what I think every time I look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Who I look at...
Often?
Often, constantly.
You think power?
I think power, and I think suits. Yeah.
Lizards, maybe?
And I think, you know, thank God she lost. You know, we got the right guy in charge, finally.
So, Trump 2025, yeah?
The election's this year.
Yeah, but...
But you mean he'll win this year, and then also 2025 and 2026.
Oh, yeah, okay. Trump 2024, then? I actually follow it quite well. That's really embarrassing.
I just found out the Olympics are in 4 months.
4 months.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Is that in Brisbane or is that the next one? That's the next one.
I think the Brisbane one the one that's been cancelled or whatever? Or like,
was it?
Yeah. The breaking news on the Chloe's podcast. I've cancelled the Brisbane Olympics. Pack it up, team.
You've cancelled it.
I've cancelled it.
Why?
Yeah.
You're doing shows instead.
They had some problematic tweets.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait, Brisbane did?
The Brisbane Olympics, yeah.
Absolutely no surprises there.
Yeah, no, Brisbane, the Olympics, though it's Paris. They're going to Gay Paris in France.
That's suitable. Yes. Olympics are pretty gay.
Okay, look, I'm not going to sign off.
Hey,
look, you can think that.
Are you implying that gay's bad? Gay's great.
No, I'm not. How did you put this back on me?
I'm a wordsmith. Gosh, well, I had no idea about the Olympics, but I've never known when it's on, even when it's happening.
Yeah. It's yes, no, I met a boxer. So, you know, good luck to her.
Oh God, housekeeping's knocking on the door.
Does your bedroom fort normally get housekeeping?
No, not normally.
I would really don't want the cleaner to come in and see me in this position.
No, I might go just tell her. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Do I just make chit chat by myself while
you can, or I could cut it, but
while you're gone?
Up to you.
So how's everyone doing? So I'm just asking if she needs service. I mean, pretty nice.
And I do.
You do.
I'm cleaning the place myself this morning.
Why are you cleaning your own hotel room?
Well, they were meant to come back yesterday.
Yeah.
And then they didn't.
Oh.
They said today was too busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said, we've got to come back today. I said, please. I'd love a clean place. Oh, yeah. They didn't come back. I had to buy my own toilet paper for a hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you not go down to the reception and ask for it, or does that feel
too
vulnerable?
Then they know I'm pissing.
Oh, that's, yes, we'll need it to piss, yes.
Yes, yeah. I was carrying it around last night, and I went out, I was...
You're carrying the toilet paper, what do you mean, like out and about on the street?
I finished a gig, I was going to go home, and then I bought toilet paper, and then I ran into some comics, and they're like, come have a drink. And I had it in a bag, thank God.
Oh,
but like Rassi saw it, and I'm like, shh, don't tell anyone. And
Rathy loves to go through women's bags, by the way. He'll go, woman, don't leave your bags unattended by him. He'll go through them and he'll
scrutinize it all. Yeah. He's an honest man.
Yeah, look, to be fair, if you do find toilet paper, that does raise questions.
He said it was fine. He said it looked like paper towels from that perspective.
Oh, good. I mean, why did you bring paper towels to the bar? It's still,
that's a great point.
That's still an odd question.
I did have to remind him, though, because boys see it. They think it's embarrassing because they think it's for poop. I think it's for poop.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I'm a girl. I use it to pee, okay? I would never. Like, my boyfriend Jacob makes me carry it. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy.
Makes you carry it?
He makes me carry the toilet paper when we grocery shop.
Why is that? Because he thinks it looks less. Do you not get a trolley? Or
usually a basket.
Oh, a basket. Yes, of course. Yes, they feel like they're phasing out the trolleys.
Yeah. Which is a bit of, I don't know, I got over the trolley as soon as I wasn't able to get in it.
Yeah.
It's the real purpose.
Yeah, you can still get in them. They don't like it.
They hate it.
You can still get in them.
You can't fit as many groceries, that's for sure. did you know, sorry.
How much toilet paper were you carrying?
A pack of four.
Okay, yeah, that's a normal amount. Yeah. For how long you'll be staying here.
Yeah. Imagine if it was 16.
So you've bought a jumbo 26 pack. Because you save, you could take that back home. You could fly back to Sydney with that.
I probably would too. I love to save a bit of money. It's terrible though. I realized, I don't know why I was talking about this with my boyfriend, but he said, I'm still on the same role since you left. I said, oh God, he's going to find out how much of it is used by me.
Oh, he's able to do the math.
He's going to see the imbalance. Yeah. You know, there's the wage gap, but then there's like, okay, there's the toilet paper gap.
Yeah, exactly.
We're making up for it.
Yeah, you women have a lot to answer for.
We do.
The paper ceiling.
Because we're splitting it in half. You know, groceries split in half, but if you actually knew.
You're burning through it. Yeah, ever since I've started living alone, I realized how much my flatmates were... using that, doing their awful, awful business in there. I don't like to think about it, but they were...
No one wants to think about it.
Yeah, no, but they were just horrid, horrid. What they were doing
horrible
in there,
people.
The amount of paper they were using.
Were they boys or girls?
This was a boy. There was the last one. It was just me and him lived together.
Oh, that's awful.
So now it feels like it's a huge saving in my life.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's really exciting.
Yes, thank you. Do people normally come on this podcast and talk extensively about toilet paper?
Not this much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's usually a little, though. It's kind of a segment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the listeners have gotten used to it. They demand it.
They demand it. Okay, you're welcome, guys.
You're very upset. Yeah. So you and I met like this time last year.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Yes, we met last Melbourne Comedy Festival last year, which was 2023.
That's true. Yes. Thank you for that, in case people are listening back, you know, years from now.
Yes.
They've got to know.
But yes, we met at the, we met at the Festival Club in Melbourne.
Yes.
A beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Yes.
Downstairs, if I recall correctly.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you She's just confirming it has a downstairs area. You don't remember. Don't act like you.
No, well, I was wondering because I remember mainly seeing you again when we were just walking through the street.
Oh, that's
we
had right.
already met.
Yeah.
And I was like, but at which point did we already meet? Did someone introduce us?
No, I think I'm just sort of such a charming and charismatic figure. You were drawn
I was.
To me to My say God. Hello.
My God. I yeah. said, hi, how you going?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, what's and, I, going and on? I sort of brushed you off. I was like, I don't have time.
He's a clout chaser.
Yeah, I'm a clout chaser.
Now that I got a few followers, you're like, we can talk.
Things are different now. I've come crawling back. But back then, you know, when you're in the artist only bar, you know, it's just a matter of who's the most famous person in the room.
Gosh.
And you didn't have a podcast then. Things have changed, but I was back then. I was looking, you know, where's Tim Key? I got to find that guy. Where's Usher Gunsberg?
I had dinner with him the other night.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, invite me. That's all I want in this world is to have dinner with Usher.
It was crazy.
Really?
It was crazy.
Is he? Well, I mean, can you disclose what he said at dinner?
I mean, he dropped the Logie that he won for Australian Idol.
Okay, when you started to say dropped in my head, you're going to say the N-word. You're going to say, Osha said the N-word.
No, I mean, I don't know if you more. He doesn't drink. So.
Oh, does he not?
No, he's
so
sober.
He said it sober.
He said it sober. Good God, I'm going to get sued.
He said it in full consciousness. Yeah.
Harder. He's going to sue me. Osher. This is a joke.
Osher with a hard R. That's
good God. You joke about the festival club, but my gosh, it is a little bit like that, isn't it?
No, it's genuinely like
that. It's genuinely 100% genuine. Like that. So, like, for the listeners who aren't in the know, the festival club is an artist-only bar.
Yep.
And it's just the vibe. Everyone's looking over their shoulder.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not because I'm normally the most famous person
obviously,
in the room.
So obviously.
I don't have anything to gain really by being here.
Keeping your head down. Yeah, I'll keep my head down. You're getting embarrassed.
Yeah, to me, it's actually quite a humbling experience being with them. It feels like I keep it in touch with my fellow man, the peasants and the great unwashed of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
It's very good of you.
Thank you so much.
it does feel shitty though. I popped in like the other night just because I had time between stuff and it felt gross. I just like, but it wasn't for this reason. I got in. I looked
was
around.
I there?
No. No. I just got in, looked around and went, nah. And then turned around and left. But it wasn't because I was looking for someone famous. I was just
you already had dinner plans with Osher. You're like, I'm out of here.
No, I had.
Is there someone better I could bump Osher for?
No, no, it's not my style. No, I was looking for friends.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wanted to see if anyone was out, anyone I knew.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh, shush.
I know what this artist bar is like. It's vicious. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah. No, it's a fun place. It's actually quite nice.
It is. It's been better this year that I've found at least. I've only been there twice, but yeah.
What was so bad about it last year or in previous years? I've only been to, this is only my second time doing the festival.
Well, it's only my second time here as well.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe it's literally just that I'm a older, more secure person and feel better. Yeah,
good.
And also have more friends.
Interesting.
Because of this podcast.
Because of the podcast. Okay.
And my fame.
And your
course.
Fame. Yeah, yeah.
That'll make you secure, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is embarrassing, but it does do that. Doing comedy, you know, it's a, especially when I started out, I don't know if you felt this, but I felt, you know, you're deeply insecure about how funny you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, you like, I don't know, mean like, you know, I had unhealthy relationships with other people, you know, because it's more competitive. It feels competitive when you start out because you're like, I need to get these gigs, you know, try to get better and try to get staged, you know, try to get noticed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, no one's making any money and it's just ego. It's just awful. But now, you know, things are going okay for me. And now.
Amazingly.
I'm going really well. I'm doing great.
He's killing it.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm here.
I am. I know.
but that brings certainty, you know, stability, and so all that stuff just goes out the window, and you don't, 100%. Yeah. And now, yeah, I feel much better, much mentally healthier, you know. Now I only get into competitions, arguments with open micers for fun.
Yes, of course, as you should.
Yeah, but I'll crush them like a bug. But
spreading fake rumors.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. Yeah, spreading, so Osher, he.
No, stop! He's gonna sue. I saw someone from Brisbane, which is where I started.
Congrats.
Well, actually, thank you. I did start in Melbourne, but
oh, congrats!
Only a few gigs, and then I moved back to Brisbane. But you know, that's where all the toxicity was because it was the first few years. And I ran into this person who I adore, but like one of the first one of the first things this guy said was just so aggressively mean about another comic, and I was just like, stop.
Okay, great.
What are you doing?
Great. Who was the comic? What did they say? Who did they say it about?
I'll tell you after.
That's all we need to know. That's all.
And it was in front of a friend who he hadn't met, another comic from Sydney.
Oh, bold.
I know. I'm like, dude, first impressions. Yeah. What?
First impressions is great. I got to hang out with this guy.
Oh, my God. I mean, you'd love him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Well, he sounds toxic. He sounds like my kind of guy.
He is. He's like, I want to move to Sydney. And I'm like, maybe don't. I don't know. Give it a second.
Because you're Sydney-based, right?
I am.
I was going to ask, is the Brisbane comedy scene close? But I feel like that story has answered the
too
question
close.
For me. It's too close.
Too close. Yeah, because it's so much smaller.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's kind of incestuous. Everyone's in each other's shit. It's gross. It's been amazing being in Sydney compared to it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, other factors, obviously, in life that have just been better.
Yeah.
But Sydney's so big. Like geographically as well, but also so many fucking amazing acts. Everyone kind of just has their friend groups.
Agree to disagree on that, but
wow. Okay, have you even been?
Okay,
to all of the gigs.
All right, let's see. So there's Becky Lucas.
Yes. Cam James.
Cam James.
Yes. Beck Charlwood.
And then there's...
Oh, my God, starting no, beef. There is beef on the streets.
Beck is lovely. We shared a venue in Sydney last year. She's very delightful. Funny. Yeah, and a very successful YouTube special, which you can check out.
Yes. Yeah, yes, called Bipolar Baby. Yeah, Go check it out.
Yeah, she says the N-word with a hard R in it, so watch out for that.
That should get some more clicks. Yeah. No, there's some gorgeous people there, and it's like, I don't know. There is, you know, there's gossip and all of that sort of stuff, but everyone still just kind of does the gig, hangs out if they want to, if their friends are there. Otherwise, just goes home, and everyone's too busy to kind of get too into it.
That I feel about the Melbourne scene. I don't know if Sydney's similar, but Melbourne, I feel, not that it's essential, but not many people seem to hang out after shows. Not many people seem to stick around for a drink. Whereas in Auckland, which is the comedy scene I was in last before Melbourne.
Of course, yes.
Yes, thank you. And you've done your research.
I looked up your wiki page.
Oh, God, that Wikipedia. I don't know who made that.
It's weird. People are out there.
Yeah, but I would describe it as frighteningly accurate is how I would.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I know. It's
creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, yeah. I got my friend to try change my age on it.
Yeah.
To 38 years old. Like, increase it by several but it has they figured it out. They worked it. It was
too smart. Actually, when I looked, it said this year or this year. I think it was 91 or 92 or something as your birth. So they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They have no idea.
Anyway, I'm 27 years old. So, so that's
it's a mystery.
Yeah, so that's 96 or 7. So so put that on Wikipedia.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. But yes, the Auckland comedy scene, I don't know if it was so much smaller. So again, it was, I guess, similar to the Brisbane scene. But I did enjoy that about it, is that, you know, everyone knew each other, everyone was friends. There was also really only one venue to do comedy. There's only one comedy club, basically, in New Zealand. There is this one in Christchurch, but there's definitely only one in Auckland, and that's the one that's been around for 20-something years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, everyone hangs out there. You know, there's one hub, you know, whereas in Melbourne, there's 3-4 different regular gigs, you know, and just the scene is so, so big. You see people and it's always nice to see them, but, you know, it doesn't feel like hangouts happen as much, you know?
Totally, totally. I think that probably...
Is Sydney the same?
Yes, absolutely. Good. I do think it has also something to do with just where people are at in their careers as well.
In my head, I was thinking there's also something to do with
your personality, okay?
There's a reason why people aren't warming to you.
No, I think that like where you're at in your career makes a difference too. When you're starting out, everyone's just like eager and has nothing else on.
Yeah, you're young. Yeah. I don't want to go to my day job. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas, I don't know.
Today, it's like, I got to get up. I got to film this bloody podcast with Chloe.
I know.
I can't hang out.
I'm calling at 5 a.m. Wake up.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, we've got an important meeting. Put your tie on.
Put your tie on and get into my blanket fort.
How has it been since you moved to Melbourne? I wanted to ask you.
Well, that's private.
Wow.
All right, we're ending the podcast. I'm
The fort normally is set up so much better so that people are really open and like get really vulnerable. But because of this like, you know, traveling setup, I don't think the magic's working.
Yes, I agree. 100%. Fuck. I've seen what the set's been like in the past. When I came in here and saw this shonky second rate production, I thought there's no way my walls are coming down. There's no way I can't be vulnerable in these conditions.
God, I'm gonna have to mess with it for the other more important guests.
There's no way. You've got Tim Key. You've got Osher Ginsburg.
You're gonna
have to censor that one. You got to get out. Got to get out the buzzer. You've got to do a lot of editing after that. Get ready to bleep.
God, that'd be so funny.
I've never met Osher. I don't even really know who he is.
Fair. No, he's not like Australian.
He's like a TV host. Like
he hosted Australian Idol and The Bachelor.
Yeah, anyway.
Huge.
Probably won't get to meet him after this, but...
I do think he's scouring the internet for any mentions of his name. Almost certainly.
Sorry, what were you going to ask about?
I was going to ask, you moved to Melbourne like what, a year ago?
Yeah, about that. Maybe two, maybe three. Put that on Wikipedia.
Fucking hell. Mysterious man. Jesus Christ. No, I was going to say, is it easier to move to a new city and make friends when you're on TV?
So, great question.
Thank you.
So, I will say it's interesting because I started doing comedy in Wellington, New Zealand's capital, and then I moved to Auckland, which is New Zealand's largest city, and I don't know why, but the culture shock from moving from Wellington to Auckland was far, far greater than moving from Auckland to Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
And I do suspect probably a part of that is I moved to Melbourne after having appeared on Australian TV, after having been paying attention. And I do wonder if that helped factor into it. I had also already done Melbourne Comedy Festival, so I met people like yourself, you know. And,
wonderful.
And
yes, lucky. Yeah,
yep. Yep. And anyway.
Don't look down so long. I did nothing wrong.
But yeah, I do think comedy, for starters, is just a job that's easier to make friends with.
100%.
Because you're always out in bars. Yeah. You are in social settings, so it is easier to hang out. And like, even though I was just asking, you know, complaining about it, but it is a friendlier environment than like being an accountant or having an office job where you kind of work silently in your own silo and then you go home and you don't see them in these like, I don't know.
Also more honest because we don't have to be so professional.
Yes, true, you know? True. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's no bosses really.
Yeah, there's no bosses. We learn a lot of intimate details about each other's lives from watching each other's sets and stuff. So we're already just like, it's borderline trauma bonding.
Yes, yes. And also, I mean, maybe this has been arrogant, but this, like, in theory, comedians should be funnier than the average person, so they should be more enjoyable to hang around. I don't know. Easier to get along with. They should be naturally charismatic or whatever, you know. So
who's anyway, not?
Pardon?
Who's not?
Chloe Madden.
Fuck! This is terrible. This is going to be terrible for my brand. Oh, my God. The requestees will come after you. That's what they call it. That's the listeners.
The requestees.
Yeah.
Also, I should say, I also think the Sydney comedy scene is actually very good. It produces a lot of comedians. I think the style of Sydney comedy, I think I might prefer to Melbourne comedy even.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But anyway, being on TV. So one is, I get to do... I do think it helps. Like, I do think there's like... it's not like there's no who is this guy because I don't know. I guess there's like maybe people have seen reels or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's also like because the other thing about comedians and it's not good that we as a class of people do this, but I do think comedians as a rule do tend to not really talk to someone unless they've seen them perform and seen them go well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've felt that, but I've definitely felt that myself. Yeah. You know, when I was starting out and. And I mean, part of it, I mean, sometimes it's kind of rational, you know, because you meet so many people and you're like, who are the people who are going to stick it out? And like, if they're good,
yeah.
You know. So in some ways, there's some ways to justify it, but I mean, it's kind of, it's pretty rude.
It's crazy.
It's rude. It's crazy. I suspect it's worse in like places like America and the UK, but it happens here as well. And so if you've been on TV, I don't even need to, you know, they don't need to see me do a gig. Mm-hmm. You know, I can be like, oh, I've got.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got credits, they know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it does help, which is which is you know, it's not great, you know, it's not great, but that's just the way the world works. I feel that it you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything. I just you know,
but I asked you the question.
But I have been on TV a lot.
He's been on so much. And like you're so funny on it.
Oh, thank you.
On everything.
Thank you very much. Crazy. That's too kind.
Oh, my God. But I was prepping for the podcast and I was just like watching some of the clips of you from like Taskmasters and Thank God You're Here and stuff. And I was just like, fuck. So I was just started watching them for fun.
Thank you.
I was like, what can I learn about Ray to ask him about? And I was like, nothing. I'm just laughing. This is great.
Oh, thank you, Chloe. That's very good. I'm glad there's so one fun. Person out there enjoying them. That's good. There's one person watching for fun.
It's sick. Yeah. I mean, Taskmasters and Thank God You're Here are both just like very fun concepts. But makes all the difference with the right person.
Yes. No, yes. Taskmaster is probably the best job I've ever had in my life. It's an... Yes, it's. I mean, if you ever get a chance to do it, I highly recommend it.
I wouldn't turn my nose up at it.
You want to think, wow, that's very big of you.
Thank you. I know.
But yes, I've worked on it behind the scenes. Now, after having done the show, I've worked behind the scenes on the show. I've worked, but being on the show is just incredible. And the only criticism I have of the show is that now that I've done it, I can't do it again.
Yeah,
that's the only problem I have.
Yeah, that does suck.
It does suck. It's like,
what if you got to be what's the little boy position called?
The little guy, alter
like
boy,
Jeremy's guy, like who Paul was,
the Taskmaster assistant.
Yes, the assistant.
You mean like if Paul Williams was to befall a horrible accident?
I don't know. Maybe if he were to trip somehow down the stairs of the
office. Exactly. You and I have pictured the exact same staircase.
I don't know. Whoopsies.
Yeah, I was at the footy game with him the other day, and we did have to go down some stairs. He's, you know.
You had your opportunity.
Yeah, I had my opportunity to strike.
You'd be so good at it.
At murder? Oh.
Yeah.
You look like someone who's committed a lot of crimes and gotten away with it. Thank you.
You're hiding behind the hair and the glasses and the suit.
Yes. I will say, I mean, thank you, but I do have to give props to Paul Williams. He is, especially after having done the show, you realize just how good he is. He's so naturally trained for that. He's perfect, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it is a particular kind of guy. I feel like he's like a very similar kind of guy to like Tom Cashman doing it on the Australian one. You know, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right, moving on. it's so nice being back here. I have I don't know if you found this as well. I might just be hormonal, but this year at the festival, I'm like getting the tram home.
Baby?
Jesus, never. It's not where I'm going. No, just emotional. I keep like having, you know, the gigs are so fun.
Yeah.
But the hangs are so fun, and I keep getting emotional about friends.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I'll be at the tram back.
Ross,
like
Chandler, Phoebe. Monica, all of them.
Gunther. Watch Friends.
Gunther. Yes. Kramer.
Gunther's my favorite. Oh my God, I actually,
Michael
sorry.
Scott.
I did hear.
Dwight. Shut up. Pam.
I heard a guy.
Arbid.
I had a guy at a gig last night who was considering sitting in the front row. He was like, no, if I'm in the front row, it'll be like the Michael Richards set. A white man, I should say.
A white man said that.
I'm so confused.
Was it Osher Ginsburg?
No. I'm so confused. Are you going to say it? Is Heggie going to say it?
What? Oh, wait, are you trying to ask me to say the word now?
No.
YouTube
will demonetize me.
But that's so crazy. What was this gig?
It was Luke Heggie's show.
Oh, and he was openly pontificating to everyone, being like, if I sit in the front row, the thing about Luke Heggie is that he stands there and monotonously talks behind a microphone.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, you know, if you watch that Michael Richards clip, you know, he's pretty active.
he's a very physical man. Yeah,
he's pretty emotional.
Absolutely.
You know? It doesn't really strike, it doesn't really feel like, it doesn't match Luke Hickey's character at all. You know, he's
blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a nice guy. He took me to my first sauna the other day.
Oh, he's the sweetest man in the world. Yeah. Your first sauna.
Yeah, my first sauna. Yeah, it was awful. It was
horrific. You hated it?
Yeah, I was sweating. I was sweating. I didn't really know what they were. I've seen them. I guess I just thought it was guys kind of hanging. I didn't. The fact that you sweat didn't even really cross
you were
my
excited
mind.
About the nudity?
I was excited about the nudity. I was like, I can show my dick off to Luke Hickey finally.
Absolutely. But, that's a win.
Yeah. But Michael Richards, so there's a room here in Melbourne, and the bar did it up. And with no consultation with the room runner, they put up a painting of a comedian. The only painting they decided to put up was of Kramer, Michael Richards, the comedian most famous for going on a racist tirade.
Yep.
And that's the that's the picture that's up in the bathroom.
That's so funny. What venue is this?
This is Basement Comedy Club. This is my comedy venue. I've got a little shrine to Michael Richards.
This was at Basement Comedy Club.
Yeah, Basement Comedy Club in the bathroom. Yeah, they do. I don't know who pulled them up. There are now some photos of Australian and New Zealand comedians on the wall as you go down.
Maybe the guy who said this in the line had gone to the bathroom. It was just in his head and he thought it'd be funny.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But was this at Luke's show?
Yeah.
He would have had to go to the downstairs bathroom.
That makes no sense. Maybe he saw another gig. No, this is. I'm sorry. This is a conspiracy. I'm so confused.
How was Luke's show?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it always is. Yeah, obviously. He's so good.
He's incredible. You know what he did?
Comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I messaged him the night before. I said, hey, do you have room for an artist pass? He said, absolutely. Do you have flyers? I said, yeah. He said, bring them along. I'll give you a shout out and you can fly them.
That's so kind.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to cry. Yeah. Oh, the friendship at this festival going on right now. I'm like, that looks so sweet. Okay. You're not feeling that? You're not crying?
I'm not. Well, look, I might not express emotions as frequently or as thickly as you.
But, I have bipolar.
Yeah. Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. You'll love Beck Charwood's special.
I know. I do.
But no, I'm mentally healthy, strong as an ox. And,
wow. Okay. No, King.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, I do feel that. Like, I do feel very privileged to be doing this job. And it is like a dream, you know, my job is to hang out with the funniest people in the world, you know, and comedy festivals, you know, it's the result of months and months of hard work, you know. We spent the rest of the year writing the shows and now we get to perform the show, and that's the main job. And I'm like, are you crying just me describing your career to you?
I have no idea what's been happening. So I just need a little recap and now I'm emotional.
We've spent all year, and now we get to finally display the show. But the other great thing about it is that all our friends have reconvened here.
Yeah.
And they're also doing that and they're free during the day. Yeah. You know, you have your friends going, we should grab lunch. You know, all these people in the city you normally don't get to see. You know, I think I'm going to go to like a Titanic experience.
What?
I think there's a Titanic. I saw my friend put up posts about it. There's like a Titanic museum where I think you can meet the iceberg.
That seems weird. I feel like a Titanic exhibit should be where the Titanic is. No?
Well, some people did try to go see where the Titanic was.
And they, yeah, that's right.
And
yep.
They died a horrendous death.
Oops. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, thank you. Those were my relatives. I'm incredibly well off. Well, very well to do.
I actually did figure that. Yeah, no, you have that vibe.
No, I'm not. I'm from. My parents are farmers.
Farmers, really?
In small town New Zealand.
What do they farm?
They both live on farms. My dad does more farming than my mum. Okay. Oh, actually, no. Actually, I take that back. My mum will be deeply offended by me saying that.
Oh my god.
They're separated. Don't worry. And. Thank you. And
you're going to make them double separate.
Yeah, double separate. They'll get back together and just have a breakup.
Yeah.
And this time they'll say, no, it was your
it
fault.
Was. It was.
This time. Cows. A small amount of cows, sheep. My mom has a small amount of sheep on her farm. Some chickens, you know.
Oh, my God.
Dogs. My mum loves horses. I've always been around horses. Nice. I have a scar on my arm. I don't know if you can see.
Very nice.
It goes from there to...
Looks very self-harmy.
Yes, it does. And so what I tell people is I fell off a horse.
but
I fell off a horse.
Okay. Fucking hell. Good God. That sounds, yeah, no good. Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, look, it's cool. You know, we all try to get out of here sometimes.
No, I haven't.
You fell off a horse.
Mine is purely an accident. I've broken this arm 3 times.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, and twice was from falling off the same horse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But yeah, so now.
But you got back on.
Yeah, exactly, which is what they tell you to do.
That's what they tell you.
They tell you, and that's horrible advice, because you will break your arm. That's the thing, guys, is if you fail at something, never try it again.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's really, really good.
Yeah. If you're not naturally good at something, just stop. No, yeah,
give up.
Give up, quit. Mm-hmm. Go home, pack it in, self. No. How much do you edit this podcast?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, good.
I can bleep things if I think it'll get me in trouble on YouTube. But
okay. All right. Great.
Yeah. Cool. That's the most important thing.
Okay, good. Money. Money. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to my share.
Yeah. You can contact my friends, my agent about that.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
No, yeah. I'll give you a number. was like a horse your first friend as a kid?
No.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
What is that question?
What? Were I friends with a horse?
Sounds like you were friends with a horse. You were sitting on it.
Do I look like Dr. Doolittle? What do you mean?
Yeah,
I
you
sit
do.
On chairs. I don't befriend all the chairs I talk to.
Okay. Do not. What? A horse is not a chair.
I agree. A horse is not a chair. A house is not a home. But you can't be friends with horses. They're large, brutish, dumb, easily skittish animals.
What? Okay, cow? Them.
No, you can't be friends with chicken. A cow. They might think they're friends with you. So, and also, I'm vegan as well. So,
Sounds like a dig at me, actually.
Yeah. Sorry. After trying your best in the human world, you've given up and you've turned to old McDonald's farm. But I am vegan. So, you know, I'd like to stress that I don't eat animals. I have, you know, great... In some, you know, in many ways, more respect for them than most people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be.
Yeah, you're better than us.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, morally. It's hard for me to hear you from the moral high ground. Sorry, but. Mm.
How long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan since 2010.
Fuck! So I was going to say I was veggie for 10 years.
Oh right, no! So I'm so vegan. So even harder.
I know.
And for longer.
I'm not allowed to be it anymore.
Anemic.
Doctors, anemic.
Yeah, every woman. Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah. Oh, other things.
Yeah. I don't process iron very well.
Oh, congrats. That's a very common thing with women. They can't.
Yeah. Maybe we bleed. Oh, I have endometriosis, so I bleed a lot.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Endometriosis is just like ADHD. You know, it's such a fad. Everyone's getting it these days.
Oh, my God. I know. It's so annoying.
Everyone's self-diagnosed.
I've had multiple surgeries. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And when I first got diagnosed, no one had it.
Yeah.
Then everyone's popping up. I saw a fucking ad at a tram stop the other day that said, too much pain, it could be endometriosis. And I was like, fuck off. I'm tearing it down. It's my thing.
That it is. Do 10% of women have it? It's shockingly high, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm worried. I mean, I haven't had my period in months, and so.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You got to get checked. Actually, apparently, I heard something about a male version of endometriosis, which is a similar sort of thing of just tissue growing outside of organs where it's not meant to be.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, you can't call that the same thing. It's very different.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I'm just hearing about it now.
I'm going to fight. I'm ready to throw hands.
But I can't recall who my first friend was.
You
but
can't?
I would have had friends when I was in kindergarten and primary school and stuff. But I know.
How do you know? You can't recall it.
Okay, well, now you're giving me a very confronting...
Were you traumatized?
Confronting philosophical question. No, I'm pretty sure research suggests that false repressed memories aren't really a thing. So don't you... So,
what?
Yeah, someone probably told you, but you probably repressed it. Something may have happened to
you. I'd like to read that paper. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's quite easy to create... Like, memory is so fallible, you know? It's quite...
Fickle thing.
Yes, it's a very fickle thing. Mm-hmm. There's a study... where they showed people like photos of balloons, like hot air balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, do you remember when you went on this when you were like 4 years old or whatever? And all the people, lots of them were like, oh yeah, that's right. And they started having false memories about their time on the hot air balloon.
That's
It's awesome.
That's so funny.
You'd love to be tricked into
it. No, it just is, it was so embarrassing for them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that does make you quit. I wonder, like, you know, my childhood, did I do any of the things my parents said we did? Or
totally.
You know?
I don't trust most things unless I have had confirmation, like, for the entire time from the whole family.
Oh, right.
But whenever someone's, like, asks about a first thing, I'm like, I don't know. It's a memory of a memory. It's all fake. You know, I don't trust any of it. I could have just been fucking turned on at the switch 5 weeks ago. Who knows?
Okay. Oh yes, that does worry me. It makes me panic about, like...
It makes you panic?
Yeah, about, like, well, not panic. Panic's a strong... But there's, you know, like, for all I know, the universe came into existence 5 minutes ago and all my memories are fake.
Exactly.
And, you know...
I love that.
You love that?
I love it. It literally makes me...
Does it feel liberating?
It fills me with ease.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like nothing matters.
Really?
Like, it's all just a bit fun, isn't it?
Oh, interesting. Sorry, don't mind me. I'm just repositioning it. No, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, my God. No. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, this is so comfortable.
I mean, you can sit on the pillow.
That's kind of crazy. I can't believe you find it liberating. You know, all of Western philosophy basically descends from that problem of people being panicked about it. You know, Descartes being worried he's been tricked by an evil demon, you know.
I know.
This is my whole university
career. I literally know that too.
Upended by you not minding.
No, I'm fascinated by philosophy. I know. I know that it makes people upset, that particular theory, but I just get a lot of comfort from it because it could be that just as well as it could have been a fucking dude creating it. We could be all one massive consciousness, you know, the egg theory, the egg story, you know, that one by what's his name? I don't remember.
I don't know. What's the egg story?
Oh my God. It's, you know, Kurzgesagt or whatever it's called, that German explainy science YouTube.
I was going to say Kierkegaard, but he's Danish. He's a Danish philosopher.
Some thingy. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's basically like this theory that everyone is one consciousness. We all live and die and experience each every single life. At the end, once you've done all of them, you're born into like the next stage of consciousness, which is like a god, but it's not a god to them. And then it's like, wow, it's just a really fun theory.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of these theories because... Yeah. It all comes back to, well, if it's any of it, nothing fucking matters.
Yeah. I mean, it is liberating to think none of it matters.
Yeah.
But your egg theory sounds like absolute baloney.
I know.
Absolute nonsense.
I know, but I think it's cute. It's a cute one when people who are like atheist or agnostic lose someone, I find. I like.
You're telling the egg story in eulogies and...
Funeral. I'm sending them the YouTube video. Guys, just watch this. He's coming back. It's actually you. You're him. He's you.
He's died hundreds of times. So isn't that reassuring?
But he's also loved hundreds, millions of times. Yeah, that's true. It's beautiful.
He's slaughtered millions of times.
But he's also done the slaughtering.
Yeah, done the slaughtering. Fallen off a horse, who knows, countless times.
So many times. Fascinating stuff.
Fascinating nonsense. Fascinating rubbish. Absolute baloney.
Oh, well, okay. What philosophical idea gives you peace?
Gives me peace?
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them give me peace per se.
Oh, okay.
Is this podcast meant to be funny or can I be grim?
You can be grim. This is definitely both.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. This gives me comfort and it's grim. So there's one of the concepts, one of the important ideas in philosophy, one of the big questions is what makes you fundamentally you over time, you know, like what, you know, how does personal identity work? How does, you know, will you still be you in 50 years? You know, what connects you today with the person who's going to wake up tomorrow in your body? You know, is there even anything that connects you? You know, like Buddhists don't think there's really any concept of the self. They deny personal identity exists, yada, yada. And I think it seems to me the right philosophical approach to it is that it's something mental.
Yeah.
What connects you to you in the future is your ability to remember, your ability to have the same personality, you know. Things like that, some mental properties going on. And then it seems like, you know, people nowadays are getting to such an advanced age that they start to have dementia and things like that. And so you a lot of people watch their loved ones sort of have, you know, start to slow down, break down.
Mm-hmm.
And also with dementia patients, you can have quite, they can, their personalities can change quite severely. You know, like I've had friends whose grandparents, I think, I felt like they couldn't be around. I think, I mean, I'm not really sure what happened, but maybe their granddad became a creep, basically, you know, like,
yeah,
you
know,
I think that can happen. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a, and I think it does give some solace, because if you think to be, can, you know, be the same person over time, you need to be, have some kind of mental connection. Well, if you have such advanced dementia, you no longer really have that mental connection, you know. It's like you've had amnesia or something, you know, you've had your, the psychological connectedness is gone, so basically the person you knew has already died.
Yeah. And so, you can fuck your grandfather.
So you can. you still.
I'm so sorry. It's not him anymore.
It's not where I was going. It's so not. Sorry. It's not even 11 a.m.
That is, you're right. It's horrible. It's too early.
But look, full cards on the table. You can go to town.
No, but you're right. You could start the mourning process. I think you have to start the mourning process at that point, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it does make it. And so, I mean, maybe this is bad. I mean, there is still, you know, a human being there that needs to be dealt with. But in some ways, it can be reassuring to know, I don't know, that the person you loved in some ways has already passed, and now you.
I don't know.
And
I don't
have to
know.
Deal with this meat sack, you know.
Well, yeah, but it's like if someone did physically pass, and then you still had to deal with that. Them, like their corpse or their ghost or something, like that wouldn't be very pleasant.
No, I guess not.
I think when people pass, you kind of want them to be gone. It's
that's true.
Pretty brutal to keep seeing.
They're mentally dead, and then they're still wandering around and stuff and making weird remarks. And...
So this is what gives you comfort?
Yeah, I'm so at ease.
I'm so glad.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my head. Maybe you're right. Maybe my philosophy degree was a waste. Does that make you feel better? Is that all you wanted to hear?
I mean, there's so much stuff on YouTube. You could have gotten it for free.
Yeah, that's right. I could have just Googled the egg theory. Save myself 5 years.
It's really good. I'll send you the video.
Can't put that on my CV, can I?
Watch
the egg video.
That's why I don't work.
Watch the egg video. Give me a job in the public service.
No. They give you a podcast. I think it's time.
That good note to wait to end?
No, to play some sleepover games.
All right. Yeah,
that's what we do. That's what we do here. Yeah. It's my little way of having a bit of fun.
Sorry, I thought after we hit such a good note with the incest stuff,
it's a high. It is a high. Yeah. It might be the clip. Yeah. No, I don't know if I want to put that on Instagram. Yeah. No, we've got sleepover games. Are you excited?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, cool. They're very well thought out.
Yes, I bet.
And they're in my little... My little girly book.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Congrats, girl boss.
Thank you. No, it's what I do.
Boy boss,
obviously. Sorry. Wow. I'm so sorry. Okay. We're going to start with would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have to write everything you say or only get to talk 5 times a day?
So have to write everything I say or only talk 5 times a day?
Yeah.
There was a couple times in high school I did try to go the whole day without speaking.
Why?
Just to see. Just to try. And you know, you write things down and stuff. And,
yeah. Were you cool?
This is meant to be a friend request podcast, isn't it?
I'm making enemies, aren't I? Shit.
I feel like I'm going to pass silently over that one.
So cool now.
The thing about that's also debatable, but the thing about my high school is that in my final year there was about, I want to say, 50 people in my year. And so there was no cool, there were just two different groups of kids. Yeah. Maybe really only one group, you know. So we couldn't have just, you know, qualifiers like that. So
I get that, actually. I had a very small school.
Oh, really?
Very small school. School of Arts, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just hippie. I think...
No.
So what is it? You have to write down everything you say, or you can only speak 5 times a day?
5 times a day. And I will allow, considering you are doing, like, you know, comedy.
Yeah. Oh, true, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about my job.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, if you're, like, do a set, that's only one time.
Okay. So it's not, like, 5 words or whatever.
No. I'll allow that.
Okay. And if I can only speak 5 times a day, I assume that means I can't write?
You can write.
So I can, so the only speak 5 times a day is the exact same one as the first one, but I can also speak 5 times a day.
I guess. That's what you're saying. Because the first one, you can speak as much as you want. You just have to write everything down.
Oh, yeah, so it's when you speak, you have to write.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry, that's my fault.
No, that's my fault.
Okay. Oh, you've changed it? Did you just change it just now?
No. I don't think I explained it well enough.
No. I didn't understand the... No, it's my fault.
I studied philosophy. So
I should understand the logical implications
thank
of the...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's your fault.
Yeah, okay, all right. I think now that you've reminded me what my job is, I think I do have to take the... You can only speak 5 times a day.
Yeah, so you don't have to write down your entire set.
While I'm performing it, yeah. But that would be interesting. That would make an interesting show, I think.
I think it would make a boring show, personally.
You're right. You're right. The person just...
Hang on, guys, sorry. Just catching up.
The person's just typing as they speak. A little stenographer on stage.
great answer. Okay, the next game is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's saucy. I know. I feel like I should censor myself for even saying the words, but here we go. Okay. No.
Michael Richards.
No.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, go on. Go on. Those three. No. You wanted to.
Okay, well, kill Martin Luther King Jr.
Crazy.
No, give me your
Okay, well, as you are a Taskmaster alumni...
Yes, thank you.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, UK head of Taskmaster, the Taskmaster, Greg Davis, New Zealand's Jeremy Wells, and Australia's Tom Gleeson.
Oh, that's really, really hard. That's really tough because Jeremy Wells is a friend of mine. I really like Jeremy.
Yeah. You can marry him if you want.
Yeah, that's true. And Tom Gleeson, I think, is very talented. I think he's such a funny stand-up. I've met him once or twice, I think.
Do you have his number?
No, but if you can get it for me.
Okay, I'll get it for you. Yeah.
I'm sure if I tried hard enough, I could get it.
I'm actually sure you could.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
You know the right people.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I have. and then Greg Davies, I like him. It's nice that the UK have tried their own version of Taskmaster. It's very, a little derivative, I think. A shame they don't come up with their own ideas.
It's crazy. Yeah. They never do.
Well, look, I don't know Greg at all.
Okay.
So does that mean I should kill him or have relations with him?
No, I don't know your style.
I think, look, I know Jeremy, so I think I'm going to have to marry Jeremy.
Okay, that's nice.
I think I'm going to have to kill Greg Davies.
Yep.
And I think I'll have to spend one tender night with Mr. Gleeson.
Rub his little head.
Yeah, that's right.
Lovely. That's a great answer.
Yeah, thank you. He's a very funny man.
He is. Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. He's king of Australian comedy.
Yes.
For decades now.
Yes. You know who I admire a lot?
Who?
Is Hughesy. David Hughes. I think
heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, I think maybe this is rude to say, but I do think there's some corners of the internet who maybe because he's so easily caricatured, there are some people, some corners of the internet that do not give him the credit he is due.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing, random shows in bars and stuff, lineup shows, and he will drop in and do a set, and he's still practicing.
He's working.
Yeah, he's still working, and that's why, I saw him at the gala last week, and he crushed. He was so, so funny. And I think it's very easy for people to achieve that level of success when they're a comedian to stop gigging and your stand-up starts to go when that happens.
Totally. Because
stand-up is a muscle and you need to keep exercising to stay funny. You can't just write a set and just hope it works.
Yep.
And Hughesy is out there working just every day, and it shows. And yeah, I think
it does. Yeah. And he's also still so humble and nice.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And like supportive of peers and like everything.
100%.
It's very impressive. I do think that Australian celebrities, for the most part, are pretty good at that. And I think it's kind of the fault, or we can kind of thank tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like, no, I'm just a little piece. Everyone's a little worm. Like, you see people. I remember I had Ben Lee, musician Ben Lee, on the pod.
Well, I've heard his music.
you have. Who hasn't?
Catch my disease.
Yes. Exactly. I saw him in the street. I'd met him before at a job, like interviewed him, but I saw him on the street like the day before.
You interviewed him for it. He was applying for a job.
He was applying for an internship, actually. Yeah. No, it was a magazine.
He's going to set up this. He's going to set up.
God, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Fly Ben Lee to Melbourne, working
for me
to put up the curtain. Well, not the
sheets. I'm going to get so many defamation lawsuits after
fairy lights.
No. But I saw him the day before we had met. I saw him just like walking around Sydney, and I was just like slightly, not like watching him for long or anything, but like I was just observing a little of how people respond to seeing someone that they recognize and stuff. And it's so chill.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
In Australia, it's just like,
Yes.
That's it.
I get that sometimes when you walk by people and you can hear them say, that was that comedian.
Yeah. Or something.
And then one time in New Zealand, I had a woman come up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking to me about a holiday in Levin, a town like I haven't been to it for years.
Yeah.
And she was like, "How's Michelle and Ben going?" I'm like, "Who are these people?" And I was like, "Oh, they're good. I'm just having dinner with my friends now." And she was like, "Oh, okay," and left. And I think she recognized me, but didn't place me in the right part of her brain.
Oh, totally.
Before her and I had gone on holiday together. And that's cute. It is nice, but it put me in a very awkward position. And the other thing is, and I've spoken about it with other people, but like sometimes people will recognize you, and they'll be like, "Oh, you've got a familiar face," and if you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm on TV," you know, sometimes there are people who go, "No, I don't watch TV," you know, and you're like, "Okay, well, you recognize me, all right?"
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't bring it up.
You know. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I just say I've got one of those faces.
That's so funny. I have, anyone who recognizes me knows that they, like, where they know me from.
The social media and stuff?
Yeah, YouTube and that sort of thing, podcasts, but it's like, they rarely know my name. Sometimes they know my name, but it's never the, "How do I know you?" But I get that. I walked past someone in Fitzroy the other day.
Oh, congrats.
And I said, "Thank you." I was slowing down because I was like, I used to live in Melbourne, right?
Ooh.
And I know. I was like, "I know that guy. How do I know him? Was it from when I lived here? Was it blah, blah?" Running through my head, kept walking. Like, it was slow. I was looking too much. He probably noticed. And then I walked back past him. And then I was like, "It's TikTok. It's almost certainly TikTok." Or he's Troy Sivan, which is a name I keep hearing. And I think that's maybe a person who's too famous to be this person. I think it's TikTok. It's very confusing.
Yes.
I would never go up to him and say, "Hey, how
do I know you?
Are we friends?" Yes. That's insane.
Parasocial relationship manifested.
Totally.
We're besties, aren't we?
I'm pretty sure. Wait, do we live together? I had a lot of housemates. Oh, never know. All right. Next sleepover game?
Oh, yes.
We got more.
Cool.
We got more. This is called Bend or Snap.
Okay, from Legally Blonde.
Yes,
the musical.
The phrase Bend or Snap is from Legally Blonde. The game is not.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes. It's basically a game where I say, if your friend did this, would your friendship bend? Are you going to be flexible about it, or is it over?
Snap? I see. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
Now, I would also like to ask you, is it true that you changed your first name?
Changed?
Have a stage name?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, okay.
I'm willing to admit it.
Okay. That's right. I won't dox you.
Friend, I'll tell you what. It's on Wikipedia. So
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It was two. One, one humble reason and one arrogant reason.
Yeah.
When I first started doing comedy, I was like, you know, I hated my day job. And I was like, if I'm, you know, I want to do comedy. And then the reason why I'm doing it is so I can become a full-time comedian.
Of course.
But I was worried I'd be bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I can't go by my current name.
Yeah.
Or else, my friends might be like, oh, that's you on the lineup.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And be like, what are you, you know, what are you doing? What's going on?
It's very
and, I don't,
smart.
And I don't want them to come see me. People who invite their friends to their very first gigs and stuff, I mean, I guess I admire the confidence, but you seem absolutely insane to me.
I know.
I was so deep into, I loved comedy, and I was like, and I knew enough about comedy to know when I first do it, I'm probably going to be bad. And in my head, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm probably going to be bad for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, planned to be terrible.
No, of course, you know? Of course.
And so I didn't want, I got to change my name so that way people can't track me.
That's very smart.
And then the other thing is, there was an actor in America who already went by Matt O'Leary.
Oh.
Which, of course, you know, course. We all know him from Spy Kids 2, The Island of Lost
Dreams. Of course.
Mum's Got a Date with a Vampire. Some of the many classic films we've all watched.
It's too much crossover.
Yeah, and it's a thing. I think he might... No, it's another guy. The it's a not... Like, obviously, those aren't... He's not George Clooney.
Yeah.
But he was famous enough that I was like, if we have the same name, no one will ever be able to find me by Googling me.
Yeah. You're thinking about SEO.
Yes, I was already trying to optimize.
Smart. Yes.
And actually also, sorry to go back to names and being recognized. Yeah. I think it was last night. It wasn't the night before. I was in a sushi shop and a man saw me and he said, oh, how's it going, Mr. Davies? I think he said, how's comedy going, Mr. Davies? And I was like, you're so confident. You clearly know I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
And he eschewed my first name and went straight for the last name. He got it so wrong.
That's so funny. My God. People are crazy out here.
Bananas. I admire the confidence.
I do too. Yeah. I really do. It takes a lot.
Yes.
Good on them.
Now let's bend or snap.
Okay. Well, with all of that in mind,
yes.
The man of many names.
Yeah.
Would you bend or snap if your friend couldn't pronounce your name?
Pronounce my name? Oh, my very first gig.
Yeah.
My very first gig ever. I remember the MC, he said to me, he asked me how to pronounce my name or whatever. Yeah. Or did I want to be introduced in a particular way?
Yeah.
I think was it. And I said, oh no, just make sure you say my last name. Because I had a joke about my last name.
Yeah, right.
At the time.
Yeah.
And then he went on stage and he said, and this is my very first non-open mic gig.
Yeah.
My very first, spot. You know?
Yeah.
I said, please pronounce, make sure to say my last name. And he's like, yeah. And he went on stage and he said, all right, give it up for your next act, Roy O'Leary.
Fuck.
Which,
he was focusing too hard.
Yeah, so that was my first non-open mic gig and it was a bringer gig. So I had to bring my friends.
Oh, shit.
And I think that was their favorite part of the night.
Of course.
When I got called Roy.
So it was, I don't know, were you friends with the MC? Was it over?
No, I actually didn't. I actually didn't like him.
Okay, that's a snap.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking done.
Yeah, there was another reason I didn't like him. But but yeah, that was a snap to me. But
because your name's very easy to pronounce. That's kind of what
But also, not slur, but I mumble naturally. And so a lot of people like Ryan or Roy, there's enough names around it that people will call me the wrong thing. But I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not fussed, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm not precious about it. It would be odd if they could just never get it right.
That's what I'm saying.
Never learn,
it says a lot about their mental abilities. What? What? What?
No, I won't say it. Anyway.
Oh my God.
But, okay, yeah, based on my interaction with this MC, and definitely there'd be a limit to how close you could, in theory, get with this person.
Mm.
Because, it'd just be impossible to be friend. Like, there's no way you could have someone who you're actually close with who kept getting your name wrong, because then you'd be close with them. You look, snap. Snap. Well, that's the bad one, right? Yeah, snap
yeah,
the next.
Snap. Well, I think you've answered the next two.
Oh, really?
Bend or snap if they can't remember your name?
If they can't remember my name? Well, that how much power do they have and how
oh,
much celebrity status
great,
do they have?
Great question. You know? That's, I mean, Heaps. Heaps. Let's say heaps. Really
heaps, you know, because of...
You're leaving room?
Yeah. Because of someone high up, you know, of, you know, Mike Goldstein nibbles.
Yes. Yes.
With Andy Lee.
I know. He's a star.
We gigged together last night. He's great.
He's great.
Good friend of mine. It's just a thing of like the nature of friendship is such that you logically could not actually be friends if they could never remember your name.
Yeah.
You know, that's an acquaintanceship is best.
Absolutely.
They just like logically cannot be my friend. So snap. I think it's a snap.
Yeah, it's snap. A snap. Snap. Very logical man. Yeah. No, that's fair. There's a guy who forgot my name. I think I told him about 50 times.
Oh, really?
And he's not got any power or anything. Oh, but at first it was like, okay, I'd met you when I came down to Sydney before I moved. So that's fine. And then it was just like, he just smokes a lot of weed.
Oh,
it's just every gig we were on together. Hi, yes. Like introduce it. Oh, sorry, it wasn't just forgetting my name.
Oh,
it was forgetting me. And it drove me crazy, but it took like 50 times before I started just laughing in his face. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is crazy, dude.
Here's something bad that I did. So now I'm going to take the side of your enemy.
Good God.
Did an open mic and I met a guy and then I can't remember how, maybe it was a couple of weeks later, I went and did the same open mic and that guy was there again and I introduced myself to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, we met last time.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. And then I was like, oh yeah, haha. And then I went back a third time.
No.
And the guy was there and I introduced myself again. But this time he thought it was a gag.
Good.
I thought I was doing a bit.
Thank God.
So now I have this. Oh. Now he's someone who I actually don't have to
remember. That's awesome.
And so what's the annoying thing is the fact that now we have a bit about it. It's like, that's what's going to make me remember him.
Yes.
And it's so frustrating. But
that's so funny. Yeah. Look, it happens. Yeah, I get it. You just got to. I play a good game of hi.
Yes. You know? Yes. Comedy is a terrible job for it because you meet so many people, and often one-off, you know, you meet techs, you meet bar staff.
Yeah.
And I do try, you know, I met a security guard the other night, you know, and you meet other comedians sometimes once or twice. And if you don't, makeup artists I meet, and these are people who, you know, I'll then go a year or several months without seeing, you know. You know,
it's crazy.
Yes, and you can't, I don't know, I feel guilty because you forget their names, but I think it's defensible that I have forgotten.
I think so. It's just so many people.
Yes,
it's just so many. Your brain can only hold so much space,
right? Yes, yes.
Mine can. It's because it's smaller because I'm a girl.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, most of it's dumb water girl weight. but it's not like working in an office where you know you have the luxury of seeing the same.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even if you do have a lot of names to remember, it's still consistent.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's the same 20, 25,
yeah.
1,000, you know, whatever.
1,000.
1,000 people, yeah.
Have you ever been in an office? He's no idea how it works. For a man in a suit, you know nothing about business.
And there's KPMG, and there's probably about a million people in that office.
Yeah, and they all share one floor.
They all share one floor. Yeah, the 7-Eleven. There's probably 1,000 people. 1,000
okay, people all right. Back. Yeah, no, you're right. That's true. We're going to play one more game.
Yes.
It's truth. You insist?
Yeah, it's
all right, wonderful.
Is it truth or dare?
It's truth or dare.
I dare you to play this game with me.
Fuck. Okay, I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay. Truth or dare?
Yes.
Which one?
Do I have to?
You have to pick.
Oh, I see. Can I? Okay, I'm going to pick truth.
Okay.
So that way I don't have to do anything.
That's a very safe, smart call.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have done the dare anyway.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. All right, truth. Is your hair so big because it's full of secrets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my God. Oh, my God, I knew it. What are they?
Pardon? No, well, they're secrets. Oh. I don't want my hair to shrink
and become great
weak
point.
Like Samson. But I know many of things. I know there's things
that
make your world spin.
Wow.
What was the deer?
To message Tom Gleason and ask for another spot on the Australian Taskmaster and also call him daddy in it.
I couldn't, I wouldn't be able to do that, but I could have messaged the producer of Australian Taskmaster.
That
task
would have been pretty funny,
so
too.
So someone who's higher up and actually has more sway over, the casting decision.
I just thought it would have been more humiliating to ask Tom Gleason, you know?
No, it'd be more humiliating to message this guy for certain. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. It'd be much more career damaging. To message sort of a boss of mine and call him daddy.
Jesus Christ. Well, lucky you didn't pick it, because would have been mandatory by law.
Yes, absolutely.
You say yes to dare, you have to do the dare.
Yes, 100%. I respect the rules of the blanket fort that you got Ben Leader set up.
Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you so much for having me,
Chloe. It's been a pleasure. Can you tell everyone where to find you and what you're doing?
All my social media handles are at Ray O'Leary Comedy. You know, I'm on Instagram. I think there's a TikTok account. And I'm at the moment, I'm touring Australia and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of a Melbourne run, going to Sydney, going to Brisbane, going to Auckland, going to Wellington, going to Christchurch, Adelaide. Going all over. Please go check it out if you're near there. And I'll be touring those places until the end of time. So, so if you're watching this, if you're listening to this next year, thinking about the Olympics or Donald Trump, I'll still be on tour. This is my life now.
Beautiful. Yes.
Thank you.
Where can they find you? Just here, just in the fort, just doing my thing. Now, if you're in Melbourne and you haven't seen my show yet, you'll probably, when this comes out, have two or three more shows.
I'm not sure. Don't look to me. I can't. You're on your own.
Come and see me. But otherwise, I love you all and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Feeling's not mutual.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.